This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States is once again part of the Paris Climate Accord. World leaders are applauding Friday's formal return to the mostly voluntary 2015 agreement, saying it is a symbolic and important. They say they expect the United States to show leadership in the fight against warming by setting strong targets for carbon pollution cuts by 2030. The Trump administration had announced the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Accord in 2019, but it didn't take effect until November 4, 2020. American cities, states, and businesses still worked to reduce heat-trapping gases, but without the federal government. Friday, Russia welcomed initial steps taken by the United States to find compromise on the Iran nuclear deal. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters it was a, quote, good thing, end quote, that the Washington was no longer calling for international sanctions on Iran, but said ultimately more work was needed. The offer for talks came ahead of a Sunday deadline set by Iran for it to restrict some access to nuclear inspectors unless Trump's sanctions are ended. The historic deal brokered in 2015 by then-President Barack Obama saw Iran drastically scale back its nuclear program in exchange for promises of economic relief. It collapsed under U.S. President Donald Trump, who withdrew from the accord in 2018 and reimposed sweeping sanctions on the Islamic State. NATO defense ministers made no decision on whether or when to pull out of Afghanistan at a meeting Thursday, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said, adding that the allies faced a dilemma as violence increases again. After two decades of Western military intervention and hundreds of billions of dollars in investment, NATO countries are reluctant to heed a May 1st